Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Haunted houses are part of the Halloween entertainment landscape. This weekend, though, you can get an early start at scaring yourself out of your wits. Current state Scott Pohl is here with more on Camp Hatchet. Sounds alarming enough, Scott. What's going on Saturday night?
Well, Mark, I must say that while I like the occasional scary movie, I'm not sure that Camp Hatchet is for me. You don't just watch Camp Hatchet, you take part in it. And instead of an hour or two, it's an all-night thing. I spoke with Jenny Butensky. She's live events manager for Town Square Media Flint. That's a group of radio stations putting on Camp Hatchet. Jenny Butensky, welcome to Current State.
Well, thanks for having me.
I think we need to start with a real basic question about what Camp Hatchet is. How does it work? Where will it be? Can you give me some of the basics?
I can't tell you where it will be. That's all part of the plan. But campers will meet at our haunted house partner at Exit 13 in Mount Morris. Then they will be put on blacked out buses and taken to our secret camp in the middle of the woods, where they will spend 13 hours trying to survive any and everybody they see in the woods. If they survive, they'll get a great survival bag, they'll be taken back to Exit 13, and they'll have great stories to tell.
I noticed you said, if they survive.
Yes.
Okay, now this involves a fictional story about a group of people known as the Hatchet Family. Can you tell me their backstory?
Yes, so 13 camp counselors back in 1991 put their tents into this camp called Hummingbird. It was a youth camping weekend. Well, 12 of them were never seen again. So legend has it that once people came to this camp after they realized they were missing, all they saw was a hatchet in a tree. And the Hatchet family is known to live in this area and feed their children on the remains of campers.
Ew. Sounds like you're going for kind of a Blair Witch Project thing here.
A little bit. You can actually be inside your favorite scary movie.
Now, I looked at your website and I see three options about how much you want to be scared. I'd like to talk about the differences between them, okay?
Okay.
One level is called Scares Easily. Then there's I Want to Be Scared. And then there's Extreme Scare. How are they different?
So in the I Scare Easily section, you'll still experience, you'll get a little scared. There may be a Hatchet family member roasting marshmallows for you, and it'll be creepy, but you'll still get a little bit of sleep. Your tent is your safe zone there. You can always retreat back. Nobody will go inside your tent. If you move up to I Want to Be Scared, you're very close to the extreme scare zone, so you'll hear all of that going on. You'll witness more members of the Hatchet family. Your tent is still your safe zone, but you'll be encouraged to go deeper into the woods and possibly look for things like a scavenger hunt and try and solve some clues. And then in extreme scare, there's really nothing off limits. They can go in your tent. You could be touched, grabbed, dragged. You probably won't get a lot of sleep. It's deeper in the woods, which is where the Hatchet family members are rumored to live, is deep inside the woods.
You know, I've worked at a haunted house in the past, and there was one strict rule that you not touch anyone. You're telling me that the extreme scare portion of Camp Hatchet, they'll be touching each other.
Absolutely.
Can you switch from one area to another during the course of the evening? Let's say you started at the Scares Easily part and decide you want to go a little deeper. Can you do that, or can you back off if you find yourself too scared?
If you're in the Scares Easily section, you're more than welcome to walk deep into the woods and experience some of that. Your tent will still be in that section, but you know, you don't ever have to go back to it if you don't want to. As for going the other way, once you're in, if there's space available to move your tent, that's an option. You can always tap out and say, I want to go home. There will be a bus waiting for you. You know, we can take them back at any moment.
We're talking with Jenny Butensky. She's the live events manager for Town Square Media in Flint. They run a series of radio stations, and they're putting on this event called Camp Hatchet on Saturday the 12th. What's included? I understand you get a tent and that there will be four people assigned to each tent. Is that right?
That is correct. You also get some snacks. We're thinking, you know, hot dogs, s'mores, things that can be roasted over a campfire. If you survive, there's a survivor's breakfast the next morning after you're dropped off at your car, and a survivor's gift bag if you make it.
And you could be paired with strangers. You might have to be unless you have a group of four, right?
Yeah, you could, but I don't anticipate a lot of people sleeping all night.
And being paired with strangers could add to the creepiness factor.
Absolutely.
All right. What do people need to bring? I understand that they should bring their own sleeping bag and a pillow, that kind of stuff.
I would recommend a flashlight. Closed-toed shoes are a must. It is in the middle of the woods. And clothes that they can get dirty in case you were to, you know, fall down, heaven forbid. And then warm clothes. It is September. It could get chilly at night. Extra socks, things like that.
And I understand with regard to the flashlights, no mag lights. Why is that?
We don't want anything that can be used as a weapon.
Well, that makes sense.
Right.
Drinks are allowed, but you also say no alcohol.
Right.
And that also makes sense.
Yeah, alcohol and scary are usually not a great combination.
No children are allowed. What are your age restrictions?
18 and up.
So what will people actually find on the site, aside from the hatchet family? I understand loud noises, maybe power tools, that kind of stuff. What you maybe don't want to let too much out of the bag, but what will people encounter?
Yeah, they've been rumored to have some chainsaws and things like that in their possession. The hatchet family does. There could be, you know, fog. There could be some strobe lights, just, you know, light things up as best we can. If you have seizures or things like that, we do recommend you read the warnings before you buy any tickets.
Is there enough lighting for people to find their way around? I know it's deep in the woods. You've mentioned, you know, the amount of movement that people will be expected to do if they want to get the most out of it. I assume you've got lighting in some fashion out there.
Absolutely, especially around any. There's a little creek. So over the bridges, there's lighting. We do recommend flashlights for, like, near your tent area. We have 4 or 5 campfires going, so that will provide some ambient light. There's the possibility of maybe showing a movie to the iScare Easily campers. That way they're still entertained, so that will add some ambient light as well.
And that kind of strikes me as it could just be sitting around the campfire telling scary stories like you might have done at scout camp or something.
Yes, but you could still see a hatchet family member sneaking up on you.
We're talking with Jenny Butensky, who is the live events manager with Town Square Media in Flint. They're putting on an event on September 12th called Camp Hatchet. One thing that a lot of people have seen online is footage or maybe still photos from inside a haunted house where someone has just been scared and you see the terrorized look on their face.
Yeah. Will
there be any photography or video shooting going on?
Absolutely. And for those that survive the night, we're going to do very, very brief exit interviews for those that would like to participate as they get off the bus so we can see what they thought of it and how scared they were after they've calmed down the next morning.
Now, obviously, you want people to refrain from acting out against your actors. What kind of provisions do you have for someone overreacting to the scares they're likely to get?
We have camp counselors that are actually our staff members, and we have security on site.
And how many people are you expecting at Camp Hatchet?
We can hold up to 800 campers.
800?
Yes.
And how many actors do you have?
Between 35 and 50.
Jenny, this is in September. It seems more like a Halloween October sort of a thing. Why in September?
Well, the haunted house that we're partnering with, Exit 13, actually opens the weekend after. So this is a great preview for them as well for their opening weekend.
Ah, so they're open from, say, September 19th or so all the way through Halloween at their haunted house?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you need to take out any special insurance for an event like this? It just strikes me as something that would be that would have the potential to have an accident or something like that. Has that been an issue for you?
Not an issue. Our insurance adjuster did laugh as I was explaining the event to him. We're working through it, but he did say, oh, that'll be fun.
So, Jenny, I know you know a lot about this event, but I have to ask you one last question, okay?
Okay.
Are you going yourself?
I have to go to supervise. You will probably find me in the iScare Easily section in a tent crying somewhere.
Jenny Butensky is the live events manager with Town Square Media in Flint. They're putting on Camp Hatchet Saturday, September 12th. Jenny, thank you.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.